This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Awana Medlock. The Daily Freeman reports that among all seven candidates for the 2018 19th Congressional District, Democrat Antonio Delgado raised the most money for his campaign in the third quarter of 2017. Delgado of Rhinebeck raised $1,053,989.11 in July, August, and September, according to campaign finance filings posted online by the Federal Election Commission. Delgado has spent $173,368.34, and his campaign had $880,620.77 as of September 30th. Democrat Brian Flynn of Elka Park raised $1,044,650.66 in the same period. But of that, $650,000 came in loans from himself, and only $35,400 was from public contributions. Flynn has spent $133,288.10 and had $911,362.56 as of September 30th. Republican incumbent John Faso of Kinderhook was next, raising $893,266.20 as of September 30th. Almost half of that came from Republican fundraising committees. Faso has spent $424,383.35 with $572,311.84 in his bank as of September 30th. Patrick Ryan of Gardner said he raised $589,769.99, spending $68,113.81 and leaving him with $521,656.18. Gareth Rhodes of Kerhonkson reported raising $297,146.25, spending $40,700.51, and keeping $256,446.44 in cash. David Clegg of Woodstock raised $217,180.81, but more than half, $110,000, came from a loan from himself, raising just $11,182.18 from contributions. Clegg spent $37,637.67 and reports $179,543.14 in his campaign. Jeffrey Beals of Woodstock raised $114,757.72 with a loan of $56,000 from himself. Beals spent $32,389.83 and reports having $82,367.89 as of September 30th. Stephen Bercy of Walden dropped out of the race October 17th with a campaign fund of 38 cents. And Democrat Sue Sullivan of Plattekill left the race on September 25th. Together, the Democrats raised more than three times the amount of the Republican candidates. Residents of Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Sullivan, Delaware, Schoharie, and Otsego counties, most of Dutchess County, parts of Rensselaer and Montgomery counties, and a small piece of Broome County will vote on which candidate represents the area in a primary and general election in 2018. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that at the October 10th Knox Town Board meeting, council members of the southern Albany County town debated how much of a raise to give some town workers. Councilperson Amy Picorni, who is running against the current supervisor, Vasilios Lefkadidis, wanted a 7% increase for transfer station workers. Lefkadidis had proposed a 2% increase. Increases for highway workers were also discussed and no consensus was reached. So the board punted the decision until after the election, when a public budget hearing will be held at 7 p.m. November 8th. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Valencia passed two new local laws October 10th. Beginning in February, property owners with fire alarms that call in false alarms to the fire department will be fined. Quote, designs for private alarm systems must be submitted to the village building inspector and there is an application fee. End quote, Teasdale reports, but does not detail the amount of the fines or the fee. The Valencia board also passed a law mandating commercial building and any residential building with four or more units to dispose of their own garbage rather than using the municipal hauler. That law takes effect January 1st. And the village clerk says that Valencia offices will be closed election day, November 7th. Valencia's village board meets next at 7 p.m. November 14th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Glenn Bain reports in the New York Daily News that $121.2 million was spent to influence state and local governments during the first 6 months of 2017, according to the Joint Commission on Public Ethics. Uber, a company that provides taxi service without having to follow the same rules as actual taxi services, spent the most on lobbying, nearly $1.8 million. That investment seemingly paid off as the state legislature made ride services that don't have to follow taxi regulations legal in April. The other biggest lobbying spenders in the state so far this year, according to Jay Cope, are the Greater New York Hospital Association at $1.45 million, the Rent Stabilization Association of New York with $943,280, the New York State United Teachers at $858,846, and AARP, the Seniors Lobby, at $790,717. Uber agreed to a $98,000 settlement with Jay Cope in June because it underreported its lobbying expenses in 2015 and 2016. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. And Dan Freeman reports for the Albany Times-Union that the Federal Communications Commission is proposing lowering the standard of what broadband is so a slower internet service would be considered broadband. New York Senator Chuck Schumer isn't happy about that. Quote, "We don't want our rural folks to be second-class citizens," Schumer said on October 18th. Quote, "What we're calling for is every home in America should get high-speed internet service," end quote. Currently, the broadband standard is defined as 25 megabits per second for downloads and 3 megabits per second for uploads. The new proposal would cut that by two-thirds to 10 megabits for downloads and 1 megabit for uploads. Quote, "You couldn't check your email with these new speeds, let alone watch a movie on Netflix," end quote, Schumer said. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.